Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us in just a moment.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
You've got a certain sizzle to you. You're unpretentious, but famous for your good taste. Everybody wants a piece of you. You're proud to be local, and you show it by giving back to educational programs in your community. Your secret? Buying blue and gold breakfast sausage, chicken tenders, and bacon. Because you are what you eat. To find out who's selling in your neighborhood, visit blueandgoldsausage.com. Giving never tasted so good.
One of the realities these days in the U.S. cattle industry, some of the smallest numbers that we've had in decades. And as we try to do some heifer retention to rebuild the mama cow herd, that means even tighter supplies in the days to come. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us today, and he says that while we do have smaller numbers, one thing we're seeing with cheaper corn, feedlot operators are grabbing that opportunity to feeding a lot of the animals in their feedlots to bigger weights.
Steer dress weights have gone up dramatically. We've had strong year-over-year increases. The normal pattern is for year-over-year increases, but we have not had those really until the last 5 or 6 weeks. We've had slaughter levels running this past week nearly 8% below a year ago for all cattle. Steer and heifer slaughter running 4 to 5% below a year ago. We probably haven't done a very great job of marketing cattle, but it's worked out well to the advantage of feedlots. Rather unusual, but we do have these very tight supplies of cattle, again, as indicated by the slaughter levels. So in this type of market environment, apparently these record high steer weights, which were 893 pounds in the prior week, which was up 6 pounds week over week and 26 pounds above a year ago, we're really in a market environment where maybe that doesn't make quite as much difference. We've noted after the last few cattle on feed reports that the marketing rates didn't seem to be quite on par, maybe a little bit lackluster. We're seeing that show up in these dressed weights. But again, so far, not a major problem for the industry, as we've had packers still stepping forward and eventually needing to buy these cattle.
On one hand, you've got the feedlot operators able to add those extra pounds of gain because of cheap feed grains right now. And then you've got the packers not really wanting those carcasses any bigger as they try to manage the size of the cuts going into their boxes.
Well, the sustaining fed cattle prices, and we've had a very volatile market, as you know, even in the cash circles over the last several weeks. So sustaining this general range, if we don't have further, 6 pound week-to-week increases in these dressed weights, and we go sideways as we normally do from this point in the year, and then a little drop off as we get into December, I think we'll be okay. But if we see these weights continue to pick up 5, 6, 7 pounds week over week, it will be probably clearly indicative of a little bit more problems, and it'll be very difficult to hold the 160s. It might slip the market back into the upper 150s. We're not forecasting that at this point in time, but it certainly is something to watch given that we have ratcheted up to these very high levels in terms of dressed weights.
The question mark, according to Jim Robb, at what point will those packers say enough is enough and start discounting these cattle when they buy them? You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up Friday, November 7th, it'll be the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's Fall Cattle Drive, offering some top-notch replacement females from cattle herds like the Brooks Cattle Company, Bertram Cattle Company, Chain Ranch, C&B Polled Herefords, Jameson Ranch, Miller Ranch, and White Brothers Cattle, all offering consignments to this year's OCA Fall Cattle Drive at OKC West El Reno. For information, contact the OCA office at 405-235-4391, 405-235-4391. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.